Jacob, thank you very much for taking the time today. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me, Scott. I'm doing good.
I heard you're doing a little bit of fishing back home in Sweden right now. Are the fish biting?
No, not really. It's getting pretty cold here, but it's always nice to, I mean, usually I'm not in Sweden this time of the year, so trying to take as much advantage of, you know, dressing up in warm clothes and being out and, you know, it's pretty nice nature in the fall here. So it's, trying to take advantage of that right now and see some stuff that, you know, you usually don't see here.
A week ago at this time, we were approximately 48 hours from free agency. What's this past week been like for you, Jacob?
Well, I think it's for sure a new experience for me and, you know, coming into free agency and just, you know, talking and working, you know, talking with Vancouver and then, you know, obviously getting into the free agency hours after 6 o'clock, Swedish time here, afternoon Eastern time. It was, you know, it's crazy. It's, you know, a new experience for sure. And, you know, I'm super happy to sign the deal with Calgary and be a part of their future.
Was the whole process pretty stressful or not so much?
No, it was stressful. It was, you know, you're not sleeping great. You're looking at the phone. You have the phone in your hand, and it's, you know, it's obviously big decisions where you're gonna spend the next 6 years now and in Calgary, and then, you know, it's big life decisions of you know, moving to a new city and all that. So, but it's been stressful, and you know, we had talked to Vancouver up till, you know, the deadline, or and then, you know, obviously going a different direction with Vancouver. And, you know, the meetings and the presentation we had with them, you know, I couldn't be happier. They really wanted me, and they showed that. And, you know, I'm excited to get the season started.
I certainly want to get to that in just 1 second. Jacob Markstrom, freshly signed by the Calgary Flames, joining us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. You talk about the stress and all the different scenarios you're going through in your mind. And part of that involves mentally preparing yourself to leave. You can say it and people can speculate, but you have to be prepared to do that, which ultimately you were. Jacob, when did you know mentally that you were at least prepared to go somewhere else?
Friday.
Right up until then.
It's so tough. It was, like I said, the whole season throughout this whole process, I was, you know, mentally, I was always, you know, preparing to go back to Vancouver. But I obviously, you know, it's a business too, and you know, this could happen, and it did happen, and you know, it's just part of the playing over there in North America. And it was a lot of new emotions and a lot of new feelings you feel when you know, come Friday.
I know one of the things agents often say, Jacob, is, hey, you got to take your emotions out of this, but it's difficult because you formed bonds with people and you're an emotional person. We all are as human beings. Who did you lean on outside of your agent when you were trying to make this decision?
Well, obviously, you know, I talked to my family. That was pretty much it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was a decision, you know, that I felt comfortable with. And, you know, with everything, I'm, you know, super happy with the contract and, you know, excited about it. But it was pretty much only the family that, you know, my mom and my brother and my sister that I talked to. So, you know, it was a crazy experience, and you know, I'm happy it's over, and I'm excited to go to work.
You mentioned your family, and I think all of us who've known you a little bit here in Vancouver, and anybody who's paid attention to your situation, knows how much your family has changed over the past year. You've lost your father, and that was just one of the emotional journeys you went on over the past calendar year, Jacob. There were the highs of being an all-star this year and getting Vezina votes, and there was having to play in the isolation of the bubble. What has this past year been like for you in terms of your personal journey?
Well, like you said, it's been negative things, it's been positive things, it's been tough things, and it's been a lot of emotions. And you know, I have to thank all my, you know, obviously my family, but then also you know, every player in Vancouver, every person in the organization, and the management for, you know, helping me get through this in the best way possible. But you know, it's nothing you can prepare for, from, you know, losing a family member to a worldwide pandemic, and playing in a bubble, and you know, all this stuff is nothing you can prepare for. It's new for, you know, it was new for me, new for everyone when it happened. So it's been you know, it's been an emotional year for sure. And you know, it got an emotional, obviously, ending too with me leaving Vancouver for Calgary. And you know, I got gonna have lifelong friendships from my time in Vancouver, and I have nothing but positive things to say about the people who work there, the organization, and the team there.
Was that the most difficult part of this, the bonds that you formed with those players and everything you've been through, not only in the last year, but over the course of the past 5 or 6 years with this organization?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Just in terms of the fact that choosing to go somewhere else, you knew that you were never going to be with those people, that you've gone through some of the professional and personal highlights and lowlights that you've gone through.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, what happened with my father is, it's you know, it's nothing that's ever going to beat that, I don't think. So you know, it puts perspective on, you know, just on life in general, that, you know, you never know, it can be taken away so quick, and you know, you sit there and you don't think life is fair, but at the same time, so you gotta cherish life when you have it, and really, really enjoy it, and you know, live, it's easy to say to live every day like it's your last, but you know, that kind of mindset, that everything can be taken away from you really quick. And I you know, I feel for everybody. I met so many people that reached out during this whole process, and people that I don't know, and you know, Vancouver fans, and just in the hockey community. So you know, I always gonna appreciate that you know, the whole hockey community kind of came in as a family, and supported me and helped me through it, from, you know, the fans and then other hockey players.
Flames goaltender Jacob Markstrom in conversation with us this morning on the Scott Rentoul Show. Jacob, what does it mean to you to hear your former general manager Jim Benning, other players, people in that hockey community you just referenced, saying, hey, we would have loved to keep Jacob Markstrom in Vancouver, but we're really happy for him that he was able to sign a deal like this?
No, I appreciate it. I mean, we had a good conversation throughout this whole thing, and you know, I wish him nothing but the best, and except from when we play him, obviously. But you know, it's a great organization, and you know, I can't sit here and enjoy my time there. I had a great time, and we were, you know, obviously, you know, been losing for a long time in Vancouver, and then, you know, the buzz in the city and the fans, and everybody in the organization has, you know, they stuck with us when we weren't doing too good. And now, you know, obviously we had a little run that we all wanted to be a little longer, but, you know, in the bubble. But, you know, it was a great experience to just see how, you know, the city came together and throughout this whole year, and, you know, the young prospects they have there in Vancouver.
And it's worked out very well from you, and we've all talked about the contract, the money, the term, that's one thing, but everybody who knows about you knows how competitive you are, and that drives you. What did you need to hear from Brad Treliving in the Flames to convince you that this was going to work from a hockey standpoint?
It was obviously, you know, they just really wanted me, and I, you know, you felt that right away, and for that, and then obviously, you know, the term and the protection kind of shows that too. And you know, they came with a deal that I, you know, could only dream about. So you know, they've been amazing this you know, since, you know, talking and the presentations, and then, you know, after signing, now talking to everybody in that organization has been, you know, has been awesome. They're all so excited, and you know, they want to win, and I want nothing else but win either. So,
it's you know, I'm excited for hockey to get back whenever that is. And but you know, they that whole organization has, you know, really shown a couple of days now too that, you know, make me even more excited.
What was your reaction when you found out Chris Tanev was coming with you, and even Louis Domingue a little bit later on?
Yeah, I think Chris called me in the middle of the night, Swedish time, and I was sleeping. I woke up and he just said, "We're going to be teammates," and then hung up. So he was, you know, I obviously, throughout my whole time in Vancouver, I always say that, you know, Chris is probably one of the best players I ever play with, when people ask me that question. So, you know, as a goalie, I obviously love the competitiveness and, you know, how he is, just no fear at all whatsoever. And, you know, he does everything for the team to win. He want to help the team win. And, you know, my mind kind of works the same way, that you want to do everything you can in your power. And Chris is the same way, and a very unselfish person and a player. And then, you know, he's been one of my best friends throughout my time in Vancouver. So I was obviously really happy that, you know, Calgary got we got a great D-man and you know, even better person too, both in the locker room.
It's been well publicized about your friendship with Elias Lindholm, who of course is your new teammate in Calgary. What did you want to know from him about the environment you were walking into if you signed this contract?
I mean, not much really, to be honest. It was, you know, we've been playing against Calgary so much. You get a sense of what kind of team they are on the ice. And then, you know, every time pretty much we played Calgary, we had, you know, I would go out for dinner with Elias, or, you know, the previous years we had, you know, we would play golf in the summer. And so, like, we obviously talk, and, you know, he has questions about Vancouver, and we talk about how it is living in the city and all that stuff. But, you know, this summer we, you know, obviously haven't been much of that. And it's been more just, you know, when we've been here in Gävle at the same time, it's been more, let's not talk about hockey. We'll see where this go, and just, you know, enjoy our company. So it's going to be fun with him. And then, you know, Backlund, play World Juniors with him too. I'm excited to see him on a daily basis. And you got Rasmus Anderson and Killington as well, so there's some Swedish guys there too.
Going from one organization to another means a brand new coaching staff. It means a new goalie coach for you as well. You and Ian Clark hit new heights together. What do you know about Jordan Sigalet and how he meshes with what you're hoping to do?
Well, we had a couple talks since last week, and you know, I really enjoy talking to him, but, you know, we're going to see what we can do here. And obviously it's tough with the quarantine rules, and, you know, but I would like to go to get the Calgary sooner rather than later, and take it from there and just get to know each other. And you got to start build a relationship, and, you know, from, you know, close to from scratch. So I'm excited. It's going to be a new challenge. And, you know, I know I got, about a few more levels for sure that I could take my game, both you know, technically and physically and all that I'm excited to push myself to do.
Well, he's from the Lower Mainland and he made the move to Calgary, so you guys have that in common. You've got some common ground to start with there, Jacob. You guys can at least start there.
Yeah, that's good. I bet his brother plays in Barinas too.
Perfect. You can always hit him up for some intel. Jacob Markstrom in conversation with us this morning on the Scott Rintoul Show. 2020, in so many ways, Jacob, is a long way from 2008. That's the year you were drafted. How much have you reflected on the journey that you've taken over the course of your hockey career to get to the point where we're talking today?
Not much, to be honest. Obviously, you know, people ask me, you know, I spent a long time in the minors, and, you know, that's kind of the biggest question I get, because a lot of people head over there and then, you know, doesn't make the NHL, and they go back to Sweden or Europe or whatnot. But, you know, I think that set me up for the success here and kind of learn how to be a pro. And the AHL is a great league to do that. And then also the type of hockey, North American hockey, is compared to European hockey and Swedish hockey. It's a big difference. So,
So, but I, you know, I still have friends I talked to from the first year I played in North America, and so it's been a great experience so far, but it's far from over.
When you look at the trajectory of getting where you are today, what do you consider the turning point of your career?
I don't know. You got to ask me that when I retire.
Okay.
I like hard to look forward, and yeah.
I'm just wondering what you asked of yourself, Jacob, when you arrived at the Canucks. You went down to Utica and you built yourself into the goaltender that you are today. I'm just wondering how deep you got and how you changed as both a player and a person since your arrival via that trade.
Well, I gotten older for sure. And, you know, I like to think I got wiser too. Some people might not agree with you on that, but no, for sure. But I think, you know, getting traded to Vancouver and then see, you know, so easy for me as a Swede too. You know, you got Henrik and Daniel just, you know, and Edler from the start taking me just under the wing and take me out for dinners. And just, I kind of just shadowed them, to be honest, when I was in Vancouver, and, you know, see the amount of work they put in, not only on the ice, but off the ice as well, and how they carry themselves. So, you know, I always say that, you know, I got a lot to thank for them too, to just, I don't think that they notice it, but for me, that was huge for me personally to see what it took to be consistent professional on a high level in the NHL.
Well, and hey,
you know, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead, finish that thought, Jake.
No, yeah, they just, I mean, they're the pretty much leader of that. They've been so amazing for so long and done so much for, you know, not only the fans and the team, but the city of Vancouver too.
Well, and part of that was learning to deal with people like me and the guys who had the microphones every single day. It's a stark contrast to what happens with the Florida Panthers as well. And I've watched you grow into somebody who's much more comfortable in this environment as well. How much of that was good for you, Jacob, in terms of the spotlight that was on you and learning to use the fire that you have in a more constructive manner?
Yeah, don't try to take any credit here, okay, Scott?
I'm not taking the credit. I'm just saying this from a personal point of view, Jacob. It's been refreshing to watch, and we've watched other guys go through it here as well. Guys like Roberto Luongo.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's you know, it's obviously a huge difference from Florida. I always say that, you know, I'd rather, you know, you know, people, well, where people, you know, people care in Vancouver. You can't say anything about that. Everybody cares. And, you know, that's pressure, but also that's what you want as a hockey player. You want people to care. And then you might not always agree with their opinions or, you know, their questions you get after games and stuff like that. But, you know, they care and they have opinions and they want the team to do good. And that's, you know, every player in, you know, especially in the Canadian market and big market, that's, you know, every player in the room wants to do good too and want to play good and be successful. So when people care and people have opinions, I think it's a great thing. Great.
You know, you got to deal with Elias Pettersson on the ice now, right?
Yeah, I've heard that. No, that's good. I talked to him a little bit. Obviously he's a fantastic hockey player, and you know it's gonna be fun to play against him, and hopefully shut him out, and we'll see what happens. He's so good, but you know there's so many good players in Vancouver, and so it's gonna be different to be on the other side, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. And hey, you're always going to have fans in Vancouver. I think everybody who's responded over the last few days from the left coast has said they wish you the best. They would have liked to keep you, but they completely understand. Hey, Jacob, all the best to you and your family. You've been gracious with your time once again today. Thank you very much, and congratulations once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.